fourth quarter of 2017 was no disappointment for stock market investors, and it added to a remarkable year. Our global equity benchmark was up 5.72% for the quarter and 23.95% for the full year. The Federal Reserve reacted to the good news and took a few more baby steps towards a normal posture. In our annual market report for 2018, we will analyze the market's recent behavior and take the long view on the future. Many investors are sensing that the world of investing is changing, but they can't quite put their finger on what feels different. We will explore the future of capitalism in the markets and talk about how changes are occurring beneath their feet that could have a dramatic impact on how we invest our money. By mid-year, many investors were starting to ask themselves if the stock market rally could possibly continue. We answered yes and talked more than a few investors out of pushing the sell button. While we don't try to predict the markets over the short term, we couldn't help but notice some encouraging trends. I think it should make us proud as U.S. investors that much of the global economic landscape has been playing catch-up to us for years. For all the problems and bad policies we could debate, the U.S. did a pretty good job of helping its markets recover from the Great Recession. But now many overseas economies are rapidly accelerating, setting a pace the U.S. is unlikely to match. The World Bank predicts that the East Asia and South Asia regions will grow at 6.1% and 7.1% respectively in 2018, and that the growth rate in the U.S. will be less than half of that. The rate of GDP growth in the U.S. remained steady throughout 2017, as did employment, but neither metric grew at rates quite as high as seen previously in the nearly decade-long recovery. Tax cuts passed at the end of the year are likely to give the U.S. economy a boost to some degree, and if nothing else, they will make many corporations worth more, so that probably helped the markets. But perhaps the best way to look at things is to see that the international situation isn't dragging on the U.S. markets the way it has in recent years. Now, markets move before economies do, and in 2017, stock market returns for international developed markets and especially emerging markets led the way for U.S. dollar-based investors. For instance, the emerging markets index return for 2017 was an incredible 37.75%. In response to these growth projections, the U.S. Federal Reserve raised rates again in the fourth quarter, giving us 3 rate increases for the year. This was despite the fact that inflation was really nowhere to be found. Their actions raised short-term yields, although not quite enough for bank accounts to generate a positive returns once you subtract the effects of our very modest inflation rate that's less than 2%. So the Fed would like to raise rates even more in 2018, calling for 3 more increases in its December meeting. But the Fed doesn't set long-term yields. The market does. And the market was stubbornly resistant to any good news. Long-term rates actually dropped in 2017. This twisted the yield curve to one of the flattest lines in years, with the 10-year Treasury yield closing out the year at 2.4% versus the 30-year Treasury yield of only 2.74%. An additional 0.34% in annual yield is not much compensation for buying a bond that matures 20 years later, especially when you consider the extreme volatility that these long-term bonds generate for their owners. Consider that the 2017 annual return for the Bloomberg Barclays Long U.S. Government Bond Index was an attractive 8.53%. But the 5-year annual average return is only 3.49%. In 2013, this same index lost 11.36% when long-term rates went up just 1%. So now this leaves the markets in what we might call an incongruous position. Bond market is not predicting much growth. Long-term bond yields should be a few percent higher than the rate of economic growth. And yet the stock market is on what seems like an unstoppable path upwards, and stock market prices are supposed to reflect growth rates. So what gives? Well, something is going to give, but we don't know when. If the bond market is wrong, but suddenly figures that out, then lots of investors are going to lose a lot of money very quickly in their fixed income portfolios. Or maybe the stock market is wrong, and despite the fact that the price of volatility is very, very low, something bad is lurking around the corner. Or perhaps, just maybe, there is something else going on, and there's something new to learn about how governments reacted to the Great Recession that has forever changed what the markets expect about the future. We're going to try and figure that out for you in our annual market report. Thanks for listening today. This is Eric Kramer, Chief Investment Officer at Buckhead Investment Partners. Goodbye for now, and I look forward to seeing you at one of our upcoming annual market report dinners, lunches, or on the webcast.